Admiral Jack Romanoff walked onto Hunter's Bridge and relieved the third watch officer. He sat in his seat, brought up the logs from last night, and was relieved that nothing untoward had occurred. They hadn't been in a combat situation for a couple of weeks, but getting the refugees ready to head toward their respective homes had proven more challenging than he'd anticipated. Ironically, it was the Tardan refugees that were more of a problem. The Novrite colony ships seemed to have fallen in line with what the first crew had decided to do and were somewhat stoic about their situation. The Tardans, on the other hand, wanted to debate and argue literally everything, from which ships needed to be taken to the new system via the independent quantum drive that his ship possessed, to whether they should go there at all. He realized he'd been lucky that the initial group of Tardan colony ships he'd had to interface with had had senior leadership aboard to make the decisions. That certainly wasn't the case with this group. They'd been herded up when the Novrites had come down on their escape plan like a ton of bricks and forced them into the position of running the ships. The Novrites had executed everyone they'd caught that was directly involved with attempting to squirm out from under their control, and that meant the people in charge of the ships were a mishmash from different crews and people that weren't even trained for the work. As one might imagine, that had led to a lot of problems. In the 2 weeks since he'd rescued them from the Novrites, they'd finally come to some semblance of an agreement over what they needed to do, though there was still significant argument from certain quarters. Thankfully, once the ships got to where they were going, they would be someone else's problem. He never thought he'd say it, but fighting a war to the death was preferable to herding Tardans. "What's our status, Derek?" he asked. "Please tell me we're ready to go." Lieutenant Derek Calvo, his chief helm officer, turned in his seat and nodded. "We're ready to go, Admiral. It's in the log, so you've probably already seen it, but the engineer signed off on the critical systems on the three Tardan vessels that were damaged by the locusts. They're in good enough shape to make the trip to their new home." "Thank God for small favors," Lieutenant Amanda Harris, a senior tactical officer, muttered. Jack agreed, though he wasn't going to give voice to those sentiments. "Communications, send the signal and let's get them on their way." Even that simple task took over 20 minutes before the various colony vessels settled on the appropriate time to depart and entered hyperspace as a group. They were now on their way to the world that Regex had suggested for the survivors before Hunter had come to Leaping Deer. The journey would take them 8 months, so he would have almost a year before he had to worry about them again. That was a huge weight off his shoulders. "Now that that's done, let's head to the system where the Novrite colony ships are. We need to get them on the way to New Copenhagen." Amanda raised an eyebrow while Derek began laying in the course. "I'm still not sure how the citizens on New Copenhagen will react to having a bunch of Novrites dumped onto their world, sir. There will be a lot of hostility and resistance." He nodded. "You're not wrong, but we only have so many options. Unlike the Tardans, the Novrites have environmental requirements that are closer to what humans need, so all the suitable planets in the cluster have been claimed. At least New Copenhagen only had to deal with an invasion by the Locusts and the Tardan military. They might not have as much innate hostility toward the Novrites. If President Abara and the civilian government come up with a better idea, I'm certainly willing to listen, but we have to do something now." The solution they'd come up with wouldn't make anyone happy, but just like when fighting a war, you had to make decisions that at least made the problems bearable. In this case, settling millions of Novrite civilians on New Copenhagen kicked the can down the road a bit. It was entirely possible the Confederation Council in the cluster would decide that the best solution was to select one of the other worlds in the cluster with a relatively low population and relocate them. Honestly, as badly damaged as New Copenhagen was, it might be the best choice. Unless, of course, some other world inside the cluster had been bombarded to such a degree that they were in worse condition. Relocating so many people would be a huge pain in the ass, but it could be done if the will was there to do it. While he was musing on that, Derek jumped Hunter to where they'd parked the Novrite colony ships. To his relief, they were all still there. He'd been going back and forth over the last 2 weeks to make sure that everyone was still as happy as they could be, and he'd expected to find all the Novrites still there. But there was always the possibility that something would have changed.